La dewa see heaven in ya. Oh, glory to God. You know why you are called the light of the world? The light of the world. Light of the world. You are different, brethren. It's too late to be like them. You are a light. It's time to shine. Show forth your true identity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Work on your passion. Work on your ambition. Work on your priorities. Members, workers, ministers, work on it. Work on it, brethren. Work on it. Know when the Spirit of God is saying, caution. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your days. Excess of rioting. Excess of sensual pleasure. No, that's not you. You are the one taking the gospel to them. You can't always be like them. Because you are not like them. So, show love. They cannot deny. Let the world see heaven in your eyes. Heaven in your eyes. Let the world see heaven in your eyes. Show them love. They cannot deny. Let the world see Jesus in your eyes. Jesus in your eyes.
Thank you, everybody. Have your seats. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, this is one of the ways which shows that we are not of this world. We are obsessed with the world. I must give it to you like this. Recording? Did that one? This one? Okay, good. Say, I am not of this world. Say, I am born of the world. Say, my mission to the world is the word. Hallelujah. You work on it. You work on it. See, you have the Spirit of God. If 80% of what I hear from God every day is caution, I'm not joking, personally, 80% is always about caution. Hold on, step back. Don't think that way. Hold on. Caution. Culture. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Don't worry, you soon rest. And that's why I stopped the prayer so that. Okay, pick your Bible. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Are you ready? Put yourself in a position whereby you will not sleep and I will be fast. If you are sleepy, I will be slow. And I will be... Hey, yes, there's something I want to say. Just to help ministers, of course, you are all ministers. When you meet somebody that you are trying to get the word across to, like we did yesterday, learn to use the tool called repetition. You will pick the same thing. You will just keep repeating it. You understand? The same reality. You can tell somebody you are trying to get somebody with the Holy Ghost is not answering. You can tell him or her to be saying, I am righteous. Just have to say it like 200 times. I am righteous. Some of them need it. You understand? Of course, 200 times is a bit much. But repetition is key. You can stay with the same fast. Keep telling. We are humans, right? Like, there is a way it has a way of getting, of just drilling itself into your system. Repetition. So when you are preaching to somebody, Brother Joshua, don't stay at the back, come to the front. When you are preaching to somebody or you are trying to get the order across to somebody and it's not fluent, repetition. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, Hebrews chapter 9. Still on our salvation, that should be part 10. To be brief anyway, trust me. I want to rest too. I still have two different streams of preaching today. So, are you ready, brother? Thank you. That's a believer. A believer. You are not short of this. You are not less of this. This is who you are. You are strong in the word. You can take it in from now to 7 a.m. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's go there. So, from our previous post, we can see that God is not pleased with what we call seasonal, personal, daily confession of sins. We have looked at the Lord's Prayer. Amen. We have seen that the Lord's Prayer has been answered. We have looked at 1 John 1 verse 9. We have seen that it's not telling believers to be confessing sins. It's rather telling the ones that has not believed to acknowledge that the sins has been taken away by Jesus, to acknowledge the Jesus that takes away sin. Hallelujah. You don't confess your sin. You confess the Christ that takes away sins. Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your mouth the Lord Jesus, not your sins, you will be saved. Praise God. We have also looked at Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Sorry, there was a series we did earlier when I talked about Romans chapter 6, verse 1 as relating nature. But when we now look at it again, we saw that it's more of conduct. That verse on its own is more of conduct. Of course, the conduct is as a result of the reality of your nature. Praise God. You pick your right conduct from the what? Reality of your nature. That is just the analogy between Romans 5, Romans 6. Romans 6 verse 1 to 6 verse 23. You pick the consciousness. You pick your reality. You pick your daily work from the what? Reality of your nature. Praise God. See, nobody can see your nature of righteousness, but we can see your walk of righteousness. Your reality of righteousness is abstract. But your conduct of righteousness is what? That one is visible. That is what you want to see. So you will rely upon that nature. You will rely upon that, although it seems abstract, but that is what God did. You rely upon that reality to what? Conduct your life. So we have a driver within. What is the driver? Our reality. What is the output? Our what? Our conduct. Praise God. So our focus now is not sin. The focus in Christianity is righteousness. Say righteousness. Say righteousness. So walking in the consciousness of who you are, that's righteousness. Now I call this series In Defense of Eternal Salvation. I've not even started. This is just, but I have to pick it one after the other. We have to pick all these small stuff so that if you tell somebody, go and listen to this part 1 to 50. If after everything, you still think you can go to hell, just go. Praise God. So, praise God. So, we have plenty of religions in the world, all because of the different approach. Okay, I want you to write this down. The different religions in the world is due to the different approach whereby man is looking for justification. The different religions in the world is due to the different approach by which man is looking for justification, looking for a clear conscience. That is why we have plenty religions in the world.
Everybody is trying to clear their conscience. Everybody is trying to do their best. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. I'm going to wait for you. Try and meet me there. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Verse 9, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. After all they do, their conscience is still not clear. They still have that guilt. They still have that sense that they are still owing God something. Are you with me, brethren? That's Hebrews chapter 9. Now, verse 10. We stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them unto the time of reformation. See after me. Say, clear conscience is a gift of God. Tell your neighbor, say, clear conscience is a gift of God. Say, stop laboring for it. Come on, you're not talking. Say, stop laboring for it. Just receive it. Hallelujah. To have a conscience void of offense, that clear conscience, that mindset, that guilt-free mindset is a gift. Don't work for it. Are you with me, brethren? See verse, back to Hebrews 9. See verse 11. Say, but Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is to say, not of this building, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. 13, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an ephah, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, 14, want to go, everybody, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hallelujah. Say, my conscience has been purged from dead works to serve the living God. Now, get this right. There is a difference between sinful works and dead works. Dead works are things you are doing for justification. Sinful works are like works of the flesh. Are you with me? But dead works are, okay, you are the rituals you are trying to offer to get God's approval. Bible calls them dead works. Dead. That is why confession of sin is a sign of a weak conscience. Your conscience is weak. Weak. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews 10 verse 1. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the commands thereunto perfect. See the issue, verse 2, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers once purged should have had no more words, conscience of sins. So, despite all they are doing in the Old Testament, there is still a conscience of sin. That will mean the one difference between the Old and New Testament is the New Testament must be such that the man in the covenant will have no more what conscience of sin. It's just so strong. Sin must not be the daily discussion in the church. It must be righteousness. See verse 3. But in those sacrifices, see the issue, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Wow. And some people are still remembering their sins every day, every morning, every week, every New Year resolution. Verse 4. For it is not possible that the words blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Oh, glory to God. Of course, conscience in the Greek means moral consciousness. Moral consciousness. See verse 6. Verse 6 of Hebrews 10. Verse 6, want to go? In burnt offering and sin offering, you have no pleasure. See verse 8. When he said, sacrifice and offering, and burnt offering, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the Lord. So write this down. Confession of sin is working less of your inheritance. Confession of sin is working less of your inheritance in Christ. All forms of sin confession are equally self-righteousness, which God calls filthy rags. He doesn't want you to do anything about your sin. He wants you to believe what his son has done for sin. Go back to Hebrews 10 verse 12. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost is also a witness to us. After he has said before, go to verse 17. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 18. Now where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Verse 19. Everybody, 19. Want to go? Having therefore, brethren, boldness. Hallelujah. Say, I have boldness. Say, I have boldness. So as a result of what Jesus has done, what should a believer have? Boldness. Hallelujah. To enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. Say, I have boldness. Say, I have entered. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is the opposite of a weak conscience. You have boldness. You have confidence. See, God is not pleased with anything a man does for sins. He is not. Luke 18 verse 10. Jesus came to deal with sin for man. And what Jesus did for sin, he did it very well. Ooh, rejoice. Say he did it very well. Yeah, he did it very well. Jesus came to deal with the sin problem for man, and what he did for sin, he did very well. So now you focus on righteousness. Your confession must be in tandem, must be in parallel, must be in sync, must synchronize with your dispensation. Your confession, I take that again, must synchronize with your dispensation. See Luke 18 verse 10. Two men went into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, the other one a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Imagine. He's praying with himself. That God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Verse 12, I fast twice in a week. I give tithe of all I possess. Verse 13, and the publican standing afar off will not so much as lift up his face into heaven. What did he say? But smote his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But verse 14, what's there? I tell you that this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be what? Abased. And he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Hallelujah. Rejoice, what happened? You lost me or I lost you? We lost ourselves. You lost me. When you lost me, go to Juliet. You will find me there. What's your issue? Okay. So, I said this, if you are saying today too, that God have mercy on me, a sinner, will God still call, will you still have that commendation of Jesus? No. Why? 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 Think. Just think. Why? Feel free now. See verse, see what I'm saying. What is in verse 13? The guy smote his breast, he said, Rarity. What now? No struggle, just stay awake. Man is spirit, soul, and body, not body, soul, and spirit. So you should that's why I was saying, I said you are rearrange. Rearrange it to spirit, soul, and body. You'll find last. So it's like, yes, as I'm saying, what's in verse 13? The guy was saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And verse 14, Jesus said, this man went to his house more justified. Why? Yes. Now, if you say the same thing today, will God still say you are going to your house more justified? Why? Because something has changed. So, this is written before redemption. What is redemption? The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. He has not died yet. Incarnation is not redemption. Are you with me? So, some things are allowed under the fourth gospel that is not allowed now. That is why I'm saying your confession must what? Synchronize with your dispensation. Praise God. Psalm 30. I love this. A man in Christ has been received into mercy. You don't need mercy. A man in Christ, you have been received into mercy. You can never lack mercy. Oh, glory. You can never lack mercy.
What he's saying is because this way I'm so strong. I'm so. Sometimes people are not coming to my church. I say, don't worry, they should not come.
Psalm 30, verse 5. What's there? Say, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Wow, glory. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh when? In the morning. See Psalm 107. Even they had a glimpse of this in the Old Testament. See Psalm 107. We just read from verse 1 and 2. It's a very sweet psalm. I don't know why people don't read this one. They prefer Psalm 35 and the rest. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2. Want to go? What is there? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy, endureth for how long? Forever. Hallelujah. Verse 2, what is there? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, mercy received once lasts forever. It's either you have the mercy of God forever or you don't have his mercy at all. He says his mercy will endure. That would mean, no, that is very funny. Mercy in itself is the taking away of judgment. Mercy is saying the judgments you desire will not be given to you. So, in that same mercy, which is already compassion, mercy again will now endure forever. That would mean even the mercy is saying, I will not stay. The mercy, God will say, I will pamper the mercy. You will stay forever. Hallelujah. So how can you lack mercy? Every prayer of Christian asking for mercy, asking for God to have mercy on me, Olua Shano for me. You are not serious. You have mercy. What are you doing with the one he gave you? Have you exhausted it? He said it lasts forever. Praise God. Say, I can never lack mercy. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 says, we haven't received mercy. We have this ministry as we have received mercy, so we faint not. Say, I have received mercy. Say, I have received compassion. Say, I am in reconciliation. Rush back to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. He was not telling the ones who have not believed. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Wow, that's boldness. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I have told you, anywhere you see evil, evil does not always mean demons. Evil conscience here will mean a conscience of sin. Praise God. Say, I don't have a conscience of sin. So you don't draw near to God with a conscience of sin. You don't conduct your Christian life with a sinful conscience. You must have a bloody mindset of Christianity, not a sinful mindset. What's bloody mindset? Forgiven mindset. Hallelujah. That the blood forgave me thoroughly. Must be bloody, brethren. Amen. Glory to God. So I've said your focus must be on righteousness, not on sins, not on confession of sins. Go to Romans chapter 6. Of course, in this place, you understand what I'm saying. I am not saying that is now committing sin without remorse. No. No, no. I am saying you have a new nature. The old is gone. The new has come. Say, the old is gone. The new has come.
When I'm saying something, quickly suspend that your chewing gum to one corner of your mouth and say it, okay? Or else I'll tell you to vomit into my hand. I will just go and I'll collect it. I will know I do it. Say the order. Say the name. Some of you, you are using something. Some of you, it don't work. Say the order is gone. You are truly gone. Oh, glory to God. Romans 6:22. I love, let this be your item. Romans 6:22. Want to go? Yes. But now, being made free from sin and become servant to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and your hand everlasting life. Say, I've been made free from sin. Very thing you will retard us. Say, I've been made free from sin. Say, I am a servant of God. Say, I have my fruit unto holiness. My end is everlasting life. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. No, the word being made free date means being liberated from sin. You have been liberated. Who? You have been made free. You have been delivered. Say, I've been delivered. So be strong in grace. 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. Well, in this phase of ministry, I don't like quoting scripture for you. We must read it. We must read it. Imagine, this walking up and down. This is what you say, I've done how many kilometers? I'm serious. That's a small... 2 Timothy 2 verse 1. No preaching can actually sap strength. Especially if you are preaching every day in the place we went yesterday. Hallelujah. Just come back. Just say, a virtue, the brethren, lay hands on me. 2 verse 1. What's there? Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So can you see that we cannot talk about his grace too much? Why? We have an instruction to be strong in it. Like, take it strongly. Be strong in it. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Be strong in your new nature. Become a master. Be a master. Know what you have in Christ. Like, I can say, don't just know doctrine. Let doctrine know you. Like, if they say grace is a person, you say, that grace know me. Paul, I know. Hallelujah. Grace is not a demon, sorry. So be full of it. Be full of it. Praise God. Okay, let's now come back to our confession of sin. So, God is not pleased with confession of sin. Simple. He's not pleased. He does not please God. You may now ask, what pleases God self? He's not pleased with, he's just not pleased with that toiling of man. Remember in the garden, when man sinned, what did they do? They sew fig leaves, they cover themselves. God said no, he came, he covered them with coats of skin. He doesn't want you to cover your nakedness. He wants you to receive his own. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 3:17. What pleases God? Let's cooperate with me. 15 minutes, I'll be done. Matthew 3:17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Wow. An extra loud, audible voice. Jesus is the pleasure of the Father. Amen. God is not pleased with any striving of man. He is only pleased with the sufferings of Christ. Sufferings of Christ. Christ is the only acceptable sin offering to God. He is the only acceptable sin offering. I read Hebrews 9:26. Hebrews 9:26. He is the only acceptable sin offering. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the what? Sacrifice of himself. Once. Say just once. Say once. Oh, glory to God. Say Christ took it away. Say Christ took it away. That means believers ought not to be talking, meditating on sin, sin, sin. It must be righteousness. Why? Christ took away sin. Yes, we must correct unruly believers by the word, but not to make our weekly message sin. Go back to John 1. Rejoice. John 1. Where are we? John, you now. Oh, brother John. When last? I was not calling for a while. And wife, let's remember him again. John 1. Are you with me? Is that peace? John 1, not Facebook 1. John 1:29 was there. Yes. The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, what? Behold. Read it again. Is he your lamp or the lamp of God? Are you the one that presented him? No. Who brought him forth? God. What does he do? Take it away, the sin. Hallelujah. When you give takeaway in a party, Baba, come and sit down. When you give takeaway in a party, do you see it again? Hallelujah. Praise God. So where are your sins? Taken away. So you see, you look at a Christian, may see being in his or her mess, say, hey, come, you are not a liar, you are not a fornicator, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love this. See, you know that your thoughts will actually turn to your words. And your words, your action, and that will become your character. It will turn to your experience. So you must actively think about these things. That is why in the day, in the night, convenient. Some of you, now you are hearing me from your dream, but just keep hearing. Amen? That would mean both in the day you are hearing, in your sleep you are hearing, that you are righteous, that you are forgiven. So just be, you are committed to sleep, just be dreaming about forgiven. Amen? But only, you are permitted. Just say, I am forgiven. I am a demon. Something like that. Amen, amen. So you think about righteousness. You think about good stuffs in Christ. Think about healing the sick. Think about praying in tongues for hours. Think about the good things you have. Meditate upon things you have in Christ. Talk about your reality. Talk about taking the gospel to forsaken countries in the world. Amen. Like, if you, everybody here should have an ambition of traveling abroad. Of course, traveling outside this country. Not just to go and snap with the Queen of England. You will snap that one, yet you will have a mission. Hallelujah. Say, I have a mission. Say, I have a message. The word must hear. Praise God. You must have that dream. You must be thinking about it. It will not always be like this. I'm expanding. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. Philippians 4 verse 8. I am clean. I am not dirty. Yeah, because the most holy one lives inside. Are you clean? I am clean. I am not dirty. I am not dirty. Because the most holy one lives inside. Are you clean? I am not dirty. Because the most holy one lives inside of me. Are you clean?
I am clean.
Because the most holy one lives inside. Philippians 4 verse 8. If I stop preaching now, a lot of you, all your nerves will just wake up. There's a demon responsible for that. Amen, amen. Philippians 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. So I say, sin is neither pure nor good nor lovely. Don't think about it. Don't even think about atoning for it. Don't think about confessing it. Leave it alone. Matthew 1. Oh, glory to God. 21. He says, and he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. That's strong. It's God's duty to save man from sin. So a believer is saved, he is freed from both the consequence of sin and from the what? Appetite of sin. You remember last time, right? So we are freed from committing sin, not free to commit sin. Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. And there's a way I'm just trying to match this study of salvation also for people who are seeing one addiction or the other. So that's why at times I will talk about salvation, I'll talk about conduct against, just small, shipping in small. So that you can understand how to use the reality of your what? Nature to combat your conduct. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. You remember before Abraham had Isaac, he had to change his name. From what? Abraham to what? Abraham. From what? Assumed father to father of many nations. So, what does that mean? A believer, if you want to see yourself in your new reality, call yourself what God calls you. Stop calling yourself, I'm bad, I'm this, I'm filthy, I'm dirty. No, you are clean. Who gave us that song today? I'm clean, I'm not dirty. I say, who gave us that song here? It's you. It's not from here. Okay, good. I think it's bro. See that first language, right? One of you, shall. Okay, now be fighting for the copyright there. Oh, glory. No, but you guys, he's rapping. He's rapping. Rap that deal. I'm sanctified. Yeah, mama. Cho. You know, when I listen to the things that you guys do in my absence. Is that what I'm not trying? Cho. Try. I'll be listening. Thank God now there's live stream. I'll just be shutting that service from where I am. I the Holy Ghost, patrol them. Let him go. Okay, nice people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. So when there's a mess of sin, of addiction around, you call yourself righteous, you call yourself holy, you call yourself perfected in Christ. I want you to be able to recommend this series to anybody that is saying you're suffering from all these things. You call yourself who you are. You superimpose it strongly. You are might. Say, Amma. Say, I will Amma. I know you're thinking of money. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Want to go? Yes. But you are. Wow, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Is that why you are sneezing? A holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the presence of him who had called you out of darkness into his. Say, I'm holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, and since it is God that made you holy, it means you will never be less holy. Whatsoever the Lord does, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. What happens to it is forever. Ever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken from it. Say, I will never be less holy. Hallelujah. Romans 11, 29 says, for the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Without repentance, never rescinded, never canceled. Amplified version. You will never be less of who you are. So the less you pick up your new nature and you walk in it, the better. You will never be less. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So, Romans 5. Keyboard is come to your keyboard. Yeah. Romans 5 verse 6. So, if God gave you anything, be it holiness. Right, just stay where you are. I don't need you. Just sit down there. If God gave you anything, be it holiness, be it righteousness, he will never take it back because of your misconduct. He won't. It's forever. And when you believe these realities of redemption, your daily conduct will be transformed dramatically. See, I know you're not writing again. We're just trying to write this down. Jesus did not die for you because you promised to change. You know, there's that policy when people are trying to receive the life of Christ. No, we don't give our life to Christ to receive his life. When people are trying to receive the life of Christ, you say, okay, promise God, say I promise, Father, I promise, I will not do it again. No, that's not salvation. He didn't die for you because you promised to change. No. Romans 5. Let's read from verse 6. I want to hear your voice. Romans 5 verse 6. I wait for you. I am clean. I am not dirty. Because the Most Holy One lives inside of me. I am clean. I am not dirty. Because the Most Holy One lives inside of me. Oh, I am clean. I am not dirty. Because the Most Holy One lives inside of me. Are you clean? I am clean. Not dirty. I am not
dirty.
Why?
Because the Most Holy One lives inside me.
I'm start from verse 6. Everybody, as long as you can, want to go, yes? Come on, again, from verse 6, yes? For when, yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7, for scarcely righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. Next verse, but God is love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died. Next verse, much more, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath stream. Next verse, for if when we are enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more. Wow. He said, if when we are enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, how much more now that you have been reconciled? Is it not that he will not cast you away? No. You live in forgiveness. You live in reconciliation. You are in God's favor. You will never run out of mercy. Because the Most Holy One lives inside of you. You are clean. I am clean.
I am not dirty. Because the Most Holy One lives inside of me.
Oh, my debt is paid. He is paid in full by the precious blood that my Savior paid. Now the cause of sin has no hold on me, whom the Son set free. Oh, it's free. Yeah. Oh, the death of Christ
my salvation. For your blood poured out over me. Debt is paid. Come on, let's sing.
Hey. Oh, my debt is paid. He is paid full by that precious.
Now, my Savior, pay
my Savior.
Now, the cause of sin.
Now, the cause.
Has no hold on me.
Has no hold on me.
Whom the sun set free,
the sun
set free,
oh, is free.
Oh, oh, the blood
of Christ, that's the
passion. Your blood poured out over me. Now my soul cries. Praise and honor unto
the death of Christ.
Oh, the death of Christ, my salvation. Where your blood poured out
over me.
Yeah. Now my soul cries out. Hallelujah,
praise and honor unto thee.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise and honor unto you. Praise and honor unto you. Praise and honor unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise and honor unto you. What's your blood did for us? He did very well. We know we are saved today. We know we are saved very well. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
By the precious blood that my Savior paid, now the cause of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son set free.
Oh,
it's free indeed.
Oh, the death
of Christ,
my
salvation.
For
your blood poured out
over
me. Now my soul cries out,
amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So be an ambassador of this message, okay? Be an ambassador of this message. So when are you having your next program? July of this 26th. Ah, that's too far, man. Anyway, so be an ambassador of this message of salvation or what he did. Don't forget my first sermon. You are not of this world. You are born into reconciliation. The world is your passion. The world is your obsession. The world is your drive. The world is your own obsession. Say the word. Say the word. Say the word is my obsession. Say the word is my drive. Say I'm driven. By the word of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go with this consciousness. And the Lord bless you. Amen, amen.
Praise and honor unto all the death of Christ. Death of Christ, my salvation.
salvation. For your blood poured over me. Now my soul rises. Hallelujah. Praise and honor.
Thank you. Have your seat, everybody.
Praise and honor to thee.